Okay, let us begin. Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph. This is the Perek that Rabbeinu Yonah calls Mizmor HaTshuva. This is the Perek about David HaMelech's Tshuva. Again, it's the one of the only Prakim. There aren't too many of them, Tehillim, which describes exactly when David HaMelech said it, but it is the prototype for all those who want to do Tshuva. Right? This is the Perek of Tshuva when David HaMelech did Tshuva after being told by Nasan of his mistake. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on Daf Nun Vav, that's the Gemara in a couple of Dafim, that the Gemara says, Kol HaOmer blank chata, Kol HaOmer Ruvain chata, Kol HaOmer David chata, Eino Elatoa. Those who say that Ruvain and David and the others on the list there are making a mistake, many different pshatim, exactly what the Gemara means. But a popular pshat is that whoever says that they sinned like our sins, like it was just a sin, just like the pashup shot of the psukim. So that's Eino Elator. There was definitely something that David did wrong. After all, this whole parak is about tshuva, and the Gemara says that David is one of the prototypes of tshuva, and David paved the way for Ba'ali tshuva. So yes, it could be that technically there was no sin, as the Gemara tells us that David had really Uriah was divorced from Bathsheba. He gave her a get before he went out to war, and he was more b'malchus. He didn't listen to David, so he was chayiv misa. So there are ways to explain exactly that it wasn't a chait, but it definitely looked bad from the outside, and that could be also part of what the chait was about. So the parak starts off, l'matzeach mizmar l'David. So again, mizmar l'David. The mefarshim wonder, how is this a mizmar? Right, a mizmar? This is a painful Perek, because David HaMelech was just told he did something wrong, and he's confessing about it and talking about the levels that he's reached. But 2 points. Number one, the Chassam Sofer, I heard it, B'Shem, the Chassam Sofer points out that on Yom Kippur, we know we say Ashamnus over and over again. And during Chazaras Hashatz, we sing. That's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. Ay, Ashamnu. Isn't it unusual that we're singing? We were terrible, we treasoned. What are we singing for? Because when a Jew does a mitzvah, he sings. So yes, tshuva is a mitzvah that we'd rather not have to do, but when we get to do tshuva, it's a mitzvah. But even a little deeper, when a person doesn't know his sin, that he's cut off and he's distant and he's stained, only when he knows about the sin and now he can start coming back to Hashem, that is a simcha. And that's what could be mentioned here. The Rinas Yitzchak mentions this. Da'ad Shabbat Lev Nasan, until Nasan Navi comes and tells David HaMelech what he did wrong. Lo Asa Tshuva L'Takin Cheto. It was a year. It was a year. Remember, there was already a child. We're not going to review the psukim by the story. But remember the story told over in Sefer Shmuel that he already had a child. So it was a year later. And he hadn't done Tshuva yet. So, but right when Nasan points it out, immediately, as we'll see, but up until that point, he didn't do Tshuva and he was cut off. So again, it's a mizmar, because when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after a painful recognition, it's still a cause for song. When Nasan HaNavi came to him, when the incident with Bathsheba happened, Nasan HaNavi came to him. So this whole parak is here. So the question is, when was this whole parak said? Because if you look in the text in Sefer Shmuel, where the story is told, it just says, David says, Chatasi Lashem, I sinned, which we've discussed in the past, was a contrast to Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel HaNavi comes to Shaul with Amalek, and he says, what's this Hatzona that I hear in my ears? Shaul did not admit right away. First Shaul says, what do you mean? I did exactly, Hekamti is Devar Hashem. And then he says, what's this Kol HaTzona? So he says, oh, it's the Am. And finally he says, you listen to the Am, you're not going to be the Melech anymore. And he walks around, but he didn't say that yet. First he turns around, and then Shaul goes and rips his clothing. And then Shmuel says, just like you ripped the clothing, the Malchus is going to be ripped from you. And finally he says, Chatasi, I sinned. Chatasi. So it took him a couple of stages. David HaMelech, right away, he says, Chatasi. Chatasi Lashem. So the Radak suggests that he said Chatasi when Nasan was there. He says, Atoha Ish. Remember he says the mashal of the sheep and the rich man and the poor man. And David HaMelech says, that man is Ben Mavis. And Nasan says, Atoha Ish. And David says, Chatasi. He just says two words, I sinned. So this whole parak maybe was said after Nasan left. Maybe that's when it was, how do you put these two together? That's what the Radak says at the beginning of the parak. After Nasan went back to his house, he said it. Or it could be that this was said all then. The Das Mikra suggests that Chatasi Lashem was just in shorthand, but really this was all said at that point. There is a space in the text. There, we discussed this back in the Shirim elsewhere, Chatasi Lashem, and then there's a space there. So the quote, B'shem the Vilna Gaon, that number of Pshatim, either, right, Nasa Navi says, your sin has been healed. Even though he didn't say anything more, there are different parts of Vidui, as we'll talk about. He just said, Chatasi. But there was so much power and emotion in that Chatasi, it could be that David couldn't talk anymore at that moment. And that's where there's a space in the text. It was to reflect this. There were no words. He was just crying, and he was in pain, and he couldn't express anymore. And then maybe, you know, this came out afterwards. Again, either like the Radak says later or then, but either way, this parak fills in the story of what David HaMelech was feeling. So when Nazar HaNavi came to him, Kasher Bo Batsheva, Chaneni, so this is what David says, this is all about tshuva. And again, like the previous couple of prakim, this is not, it's asking Hashem for something, but it's for something very specific. Accept my tshuva and help me do tshuva. The last couple of parakim were just declarations. This is a parak about a bal tshuva, as we'll see. Chaneni Elokim chachastecha. Show me favor like your chesed. Right? Tshuva is, the concept of tshuva is really against the rules of the world. Tshuva, the Gemara tells us, Mesachim, is one of the seven things created before the world. And really doesn't make any sense. You could go back in time. You could erase the past. Doesn't really make sense. Right, the Yerushalmi, I think in Maseches Makos, that many Mefarshim talk about, that they asked Sha'olu Nevua Chote Ma'u Onsho. They asked Nevua from a prophecy point of view, from a, all did they ask the Malachim? They asked every Ma'u Onsho, what should be the Onesh of a sinner? And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yasa Tshuva V'Yischaper. Only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that could understand, and he created the concept of Shuvah. So David HaMelech says, give me favor in your chesed krover hamecha mecheb shoy, please wipe away my sins. Herev kabseni me avoni, please cleanse my sin umechatasi tareni. Again, there's different words used here for sin. Again, there's a lot here that we're not going to go into, but there's a lot that can be gone into. Pesha avon chatas. There are three words for sin that are used in these two psukim. Sometimes someone is a mezid, one is a shogig, one is an ones, different types of sins. Keep sha'ai ani eda. My sins, ani eda, I know. The first step, as the Radak says here, the first step in any tshuva process is a recognition of the chet. As the Rambam says, beginning of the tshuva. Ani eda, says the Radak, akir ve'eda ki chatasi. Velo echpar b'chet kemo kayin. I'm not going to deny it like Kayin did. Lo yadati. Lo yadati. I'm not denying it. V'chatasi negdi tamid, and it's always in front of me. My sin is always in front of me. Right? Some of the Bali Musar point out that, what do you mean it's always in front of me? That Hashem is Zohar Kol HaNishkachos, we say on the Yom HaNarayim. Hashem remembers all things that are forgotten. What does that mean? Mitzvahs and Averis. If we remember my mitzvahs, Hashem's not going to remember them. If I'm going to focus on my mitzvah, I'm such a great guy. Look at the mitzvah I did. If I forget the mitzvahs, I did a mitzvah and I forgot about it. Hashem will remember that. Zohar Kol HaNishkachos. And the opposite by Averis. If we remember our Avera, Hashem's not going to remember it. That's why Chatasi Negdi Tamid. If we forget our Averis and we don't build on what we did, then Hashem's going to remember them. Zohar Kol HaNishkachos. The Gemara also quotes this pasuk, and the Rambam quotes it as well in Hilchos Tshuva to explain the Shita that one has to do Tshuva for Averis over again and again and again. Says the Rambam, Perak Beis Halacha Ches in Hilchos Tshuva, Havidui Shenogu Bo Kol Yisrael Avol Chatanu Ikar Avidui. Avera Shehizvada Aleim B'Yom HaKippurim Zeh, Chover Umizvada Aleim B'Yom HaKippurim Acher. Avo Yishu Omi B'machsh B'Tshuvaso. Even if I didn't redo the Averis this year, I have to do Tshuva on them, I have to do Vidui for them again. Shenemar, Kip Sha'ai Ani Eidah V'Chatasi Negdi Tamid. He quotes this pasuk in the Mizmar of Tshuva. Again, that's what the Shari Tshuva calls it in Shar Aleph Perek Nun, if you want to see his phrase. L'chol avatcha chatasi, to you alone I sinned. What does that mean, to you alone I sinned? So, A, maybe it could be based on what we just said before. Really, it wasn't a sin. I didn't sin to Uriah because he was Chai Misa. I didn't sin to Batsheva because she was already divorced. So it's just you, technically. L'chol avatcha chatasi. Or other pshatim, the Radak here says, Hashem, you knew what my kavanas were. Maybe I could cover it up in front of everybody else. But you know my kavanas. You knew what I really wanted to do and why I sent Uriah to the front lines. So I can't hide anything from you. Rashi seems to say here that every chait, even if it's a ben adam l'chaveiro type of chait, it has an element of ben adam l'mako. We continue. Vahara beinecha asisi, and I did what was bad in your eyes. Laman tistak bedavrecha, you are just in your words. Vitiske b'shavtecha, you will be merit in your mishpat. Rashi here quotes two beautiful pshatim. What does this mean? Taman tistak bedavrecha. Number one, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuv Zayin, where David HaMelech says, remember the Gemara that says to Hashem, why aren't I mentioned in the Amida? And says, oh, because they were tested. And so David says, test me. Hashem says, no, you don't want that. David says, test me. David's like, Hashem says, okay, I'll test you. I won't even tell you what the test is about. Arias. And David failed the test, so to speak, pashtus. So David says, by my doing tshuva and admitting, that'll be a model to show that you were right. That Laman titstak bidavrecha, you were righteous in your words, number one. Or number two, says Rashi, davar acher, if you're mochel me, so then that will show all Rishon that could always do tshuva. Nobody will ever be able to say, oh, I'm too far gone. I was the king, and look what I did, and I did tshuva, Hashem accepted it. So if you accept my tshuva, you will show tzedek in your words, and it'll be a model for all. Matistak bidavrecha. Again, this is a vidui that David HaMelech did, right? He sinned, he had akara sachet. The Rambam says he also feels regret. Obviously, you get the sense of regret from his words. He doesn't say the words here, but the Rambam says also a part of vidui, as we know, is Kabbalah al Ha'asid. Kabbalah said not to do it again. So all those three parts. Hakar mentioning the chet, which David did, regret, and not to do it again. Maybe that's alluded to in some of these words. Hey, ba'avon cholalti, David HaMelech says, I was formed in sin. Then he pshat them exactly what this means. It means every husband and wife, when they're together creating a child, it's not totally l'shem shamayim. There's some personal taiva in there. Hey, ba'avon cholalti, uvached yechamasni imi. And in sin, my mother conceived me. What do you mean? My mother? So you can say mother. What about the father? So maybe because Yisha, his father, was one of the four people that never sinned. So maybe he was perfect. So it has to do with his mother. Hein emes chafatzta batuchos. You want emes inside. You desire emes batuchos inside. And the Radak says, but look inside me. I didn't do this out as an act of merit against you. It was a taiva. We all have taiva. We all can't overcome sometimes our desires. But Hashem, please look inside. Uvasasum chachma todieni, and let me know your wisdom. Techateni be'ezov te'etar. Purify me with the ezov. Right, this is a reference to a mitzora. Part of the process of the tar of a mitzora is with an ezov, a hyssop, and a shni tolas, and they dip it and they sprinkle it. This is giving the graphic idea of the tuma of chet. Right, not just the chiyuv of chet, but the tumah. Rav Soloveitchik and many other achronim, the first piece in Al HaTshuva, it's printed. Rav Soloveitchik explains how a chet is both mechayev and metame. A chet is mechayev and onesh, but it's also metame. It impurifies, it distances the soul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says towards the beginning of the Sefer. That's why you need a double fixing. A Yom Kippur is both mechaper and metaher. Mechaper, the word kaper means to cover up, right? The kapores is the cover of the aron. Mechaper means I am covered up and protected from the punishment, but also metaher, right? Kiviyom ze yechaper aleichem letaher eschem, right? That's the difference. And he says, because that's what the two things, what a chet does. What does it mean that a chet is metame? So our Soloveitchik says, of a chet ga metame, ish musag shel tumas a chet. Kol Tanach malei b'musag zeshel his dahamus his lach lachus he ga alus al yedei chet hatuma nefechas lachelik miishiyu social achotei becomes part of the personality of the sinner hachet kamo ma'avir es hakeser ha'eloki me al roshel shel adam it removes the godly crown on my head upogei b'shlei musu aruchanis and it's pogei in my completion gam b'halacha v'lo rak b'mikros b'agada even in halacha. There's tumas achet. There's something concrete. We know that there's a psul edus based on certain nachatoim. That doesn't have to do with mechayev. That has to do with metame. And that's all reflected in this pasuk where David compares himself to a mitzora. Techabseni umisheleg albin. Please wash me, and I will be white. Tashmieni sason simcha. Let me hear happiness because I'm so sad and in pain in the state of Minah. Togelna atzamos dikisa. Please Be happy the bones that you crushed, not literally crushed, but the way that David feels. Haster panecha mechatoi. Please don't look at my chatoi. Remove them. If I feel bad from them, erase my sins. Lev tahar barali elokim. Sorry, I'm going through this a little quickly. We could spend a lot more time on each pasuk, but these shurim are just to get a flavor. Lev tahar barali elokim, the famous pasuk, a pure heart, Hashem, barali. So does that mean bara? We might have said not bara, that Hashem created. Bara is please create for me. Barali, give me a new heart. Barali elokim, ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. Please renew it. Some of Farshim point out that the Ramban in Bereshis talks about bara and yatsar. Hashem, the first stage of creation, Bereshis bara elokim, bara is yesh mi'ayin, is something from nothing. And after that, the Ramban explains, Hashem created some type of matter, and that matter was used to create the whole world, and everything after that first stage was yesh mi'yesh, not yesh mi'ayin. But what does David HaMelech say? Yesh mi'ayin, give me a new heart, make me a totally new person. Barali elokim, let me turn over a new leaf. And that's what the Rambam reflects a number of times in Hilchos Shuvah, where he says, well, first based on the Gemara of Rabbi Yitzchak in Rosh Hashanah, the four things that a person has to do to be koreya gzardin, midarki atshuva, the Rambam says in Beis Dalet, lios hashav tsoeg tamid lefnei Hashem, tsa'aka, voset tztaka kifi kocho, tztaka, umisrache karbi menadara shechatabo, umishane shmo. Klomar, what does it mean, change your name? Shani acher, ve'eni oso ha'isha asa osana ma'isem. I'm not that person. Not that person. And then later on in Perek Zion, the Rambam has the gorgeous lashon of Hatshuva Mikareves Es Harachokim. Emesh, yesterday, Hayazes Sanui Lifnei Amakom, Mishukatz, Miruchak, To'eva. How many adjectives? Disgusting, distant, abominable. Vahayom Hu Ahuv, Vinechmad, Karov, V'yadid. Right, very close. That's a totally new person. Totally new person. And today, that's his pasuk. Leif tahar. Shuvah gives you a leif tahar. Barali alukim. Baruch nachon chadesh bekirbi. Al tashlicheni milfanecha, what we say in slichas. Don't throw me away from you. Baruch kachach al tikach mimene. Don't take my ruach. My ruach kachach. Rashi, the Radak says, this is a reference to Ruach HaKodesh. David HaMelech had lost his special Ruach HaKodesh from the moment that he sinned. That means for a year, pashtus. Right? So he says, don't, unless it's from the moment that he recognized the chet. But he says, don't throw me away. Give me your ruach kachach. Hashivali, return to me, sason yeshecha. The glory of your salvation, Baruch Nadiva Tismacheni. Please. Alamda Poshim Derachecha. I will teach, David says, I will be the one to teach those who are negligent your ways. I will be the model. I'll be the model for tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah, he lists off 50 points about tshuva. There's a whole sefer on it. But in Shar Aleph, he lists off 50 points. I'm sorry, 20. Take it back. 20 points, but in Os Nun, that's where I got the 50 from. In Os Nun, he says, Ha'ikar Ha'esrim, the 20th ikar of tshuva is to teach others, to bring others, to be an active representative of God. Lahashiv Rabim Me'avon Akashir Tasig Yado, to bring others, whatever's in your power. Shinamar Shuvu Vashivu Mikol Pishayim, Lamanu Kize Ikar Hatshuva. V'David Alav Hashalom Amar, B'mizmar Hatshuva. Alamda poshim derachecha v'chata'im eilecha yeshuvu. Right, that's in Os Nun. He quotes that. Right, it's the idea. I will teach v'chata'im eilecha yeshuvu, and sinners will come return to you. But it doesn't say sinners. It says chata'im, not chot'im. Why does it say chot'im? Why does it say chata'im? So I saw the Rina Sisloch says, based on the Beis Halevi that we have mentioned, Beis Halevi in Parshas Noach says that when we sin, it's not just avera gores avera for us, but we affect the world around us. When there's more sin in the world, that brings the world down. When there's more mitzvah in the world, it brings the world up. That's how the animals were affected in the times of the Mabul, because even the animals were mistabik be'inan minam. Why? Because it was a reflection of a hashpa from the humans. So here, maybe David HaMelech is alluding to that idea. If I do tshuva, so then the sins are going to disappear. not even focusing on the gavras chotin, but the sins are going to disappear. We continue. Atzileni midamim elokim, Hashem, save me from damim. Maybe from the chi of misa for the murder. Elokei teshuasi tiranein l'shonit zikasecha. My lashon should sing your tzedek. Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agit tehilasecha. We have to recognize, and we say the Gemara tells us in the beginning of brachas that this is what we say at the beginning of every amida. It's a tefillah arichta. But we can't even talk without a Kaddish Baruch Hu helping us talk. The Chafetz Chaim emphasizes this in Brachos, where he says, how is it that our teeth and our tongue and our lips, everything works in consonance without our even thinking? It's an unbelievable gift. The gift of speech. So it's a gift, and we have to recognize it's from Hashem. Sfasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha. Kilo sachvot zevach ve'atena. Olo lo sirsa. Hashem doesn't want just karbanos. I would give a karban if that's what Hashem wants. No, Zivchi Elokim, Ruach Nishbar. Hashem just wants a broken spirit. Leiv Nishbar Vinitke, a heart that's broken, and a lowly Elokim Lo Sivs. Hashem will never look negatively on that. Right? The Kutzke Rebbe is known as saying, there's nothing as whole as a broken heart. Maybe he gets it from this pasuk. Leiv Nishbar Vinitke Elokim Lo Sivsa. Maybe David HaMelech is also alluding to, the Radak says, that I would bring a karbon, but I was amazed. Right? There's only karbon on a shogeg. Amazed it, I'm not, there's no carbon for it. There is a Ramah. It's an unknown. I saw this quoted as, oh, Yadua. I didn't know it. But the Ramah, there's in the Darkei Moshe in Yaredeya and Hilchas Trefas, in Sima Lamed Hey, there's one type of, trefa that you have to test for, and the Ramah says, put your hand, on the animal. And if the animal tries to go up against your hand, it's a trefa. And if it goes low down to the ground, then it's a ksheira. And he says, and I'll give you a simon to remember which is which, Leiv nishbar v'nitzke lokim lo sivze. He quotes that fussing. What's the kosher one? The one that goes lower down. Because the one that's humble is the kosher one. Hey tiva v'ritzoncha sion tivnech omos Yerushalayim. But David HaMelech says, then please build the Beis HaMikdash. Not through me, right? It's through my son, right? Shlomo HaMelech, build the Beis HaMikdash. Oz tachbot zivach tzedek olav kalil oz yalo mizbachach haparim. Then there'll be zivchei tzedek. So the mitzudis David here says, because in the future, we won't have to bring any carbon as chattas and ashan. There won't be any sins. It'll just be nedavis. Right? Zivchei tzedek olav kalil. It would all be nedavis. And that is what we'll bring. The Meshech Chachma uses this last two psukim to make shalom between the Rambam and the Ramban about the purpose of karbanos. Feel free to look there in his Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra. There's more. Why did Dafka focus on Parim here? But we'll have to leave it for now. This is the Perek, the Mizmar of Tshuva. We'll stop here.